Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Face. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Today we entered the wacky and wonderful world of Alvin the Chipmunk to find out what's on his mind and what's on his stairs.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody, Alvin's back. I think he's got a computer working. I don't know. He's got his phone working anyway. So he's giving us a call, and we're here to find out what he's got to say.
All right.
Hey, squirrels, it's Alvin. I'm on the road right now, and it's 5 o'clock.
Riding a motorcycle?
Pretty good. It's 2 in the morning.
I've heard this.
Oh, we've already heard this one?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think we've heard this.
I don't know how I got
That's what he said last time.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I got in the bunch then.
This is about the DSL again.
Yeah.
I listened to it twice.
All right. Well, we'll move on. We've got plenty from him.
Okay.
So we'll move to the next one. Sorry about that. That's not Stavine's fault, by the way. Stavine is doing an excellent job of getting me this stuff. But I put Alvin's aside because I wanted to play them on Friday, and evidently that confused me because I did something out of the ordinary.
Right. You can't do that.
Oh. Joy Joy's back. Joy Joy had run away. Be sure you feed Joy Joy. Okay. Make sure she got water too. All right. Why is she named Joy Joy? Because joy just isn't enough.
Nope. It has to be Joy Joy.
Hey, squirrels. It's Alvin. This is kind of weird. I don't know why exactly I'm on the phone with you guys.
Okay. I don't think we've heard this one.
No. Why he doesn't know why he's on the phone?
Usually because you dialed the number.
I was actually asleep. I have you on Bluetooth because I can't find my phone. Because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Yes, it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
What was that?
Did he just like have a...
Did he have
like
a conniption?
I
didn't even realize that was human at first. I thought it was a cat or something.
I was asleep. I was in a wonderful sleep. I'm talking about, like, I'm in my... Oh, crap, I just dropped my Bluetooth. I'm talking about, I was in so much of a deep sleep. I'm in, like, REM cycle, like, 18. I'm making new, random eye movement cycles. That's how deep I was sleeping.
And wow.
I wake up.
Yes.
And you guys are in my head. Now, it is now. If anyone who does not know, if you wake up and you're thinking about squirrels, exactly.
That's what we do. We go around hijacking people's heads.
Yep.
That's what we do.
Be healthy. I'm probably sure that's qualification for you being locked up in the crazy house.
I just want Alvin to understand that we didn't say that.
No.
I wake up. In the dead of my sleep. And I don't know why. Like, it's like I'm sleepwalking. I go to my computer, turn it on, mind you, at 5 o'clock in the morning. 5 o'clock in the morning.
I don't recommend listening to us at 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-mm. If you've been up till 2.
It's not good for you.
If you've been up till 2 a.m. the previous, or that exact
that
morning.
Day, yeah.
Yes. It's not recommended.
And I got school at 8. At 8. And you guys wake me up.
No, wait a minute.
We didn't wake you up.
You woke yourself up with thoughts of us.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear about this.
Yeah.
It's not our fault. Accusatory.
Wake me up. Anyways,
yes.
I go, oh, this is not going to be a rant. I am not going to be screaming on the phone at 5 o'clock. This is absurd. Anyways, why are you guys, oh my goodness. I'm not mad. I'm just really, really happy that you guys woke me up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
Anyway, like, so for whatever reason.
Yes.
Like, I go to my, it's like 5:30 now. Like, no, that's not even 5:30.
It's not even 5:30.
5:26. 5:26 in the freaking morning.
Wait, watch it.
On a Friday. On a Friday.
On a Friday.
What is he doing?
5:26. It's 5. It doesn't matter what time it is. This is ridiculous.
You're the one arguing about it.
Because I can't find it. I mean, what am I sitting on? Floss? Why is there floss in my bed? 5 in the morning. I have you guys on Bluetooth because I can't find my phone. Anyways. Yeah. I go on the computer.
Wait, he's calling us. He's calling us by his Bluetooth device?
Apparently. Can
but
you
it's
do
not
that?
His phone.
Can you do that?
I don't have any idea what he's talking about.
I thought you're supposed
about.
To have your phone to be able to dial.
I don't know.
Isn't the Bluetooth just like work with the phone?
Yeah, it's just the thing that goes in your ear, I thought. I don't know. I'm very confused.
Go to my left. Basically, here's why I'm calling.
Okay.
You
okay.
guys should have like one universal password to log into all the sites. The reason why I say that, okay, I'm half asleep, mind you, so I'm not exactly happy. I don't know why I'm being led to the website. But I'm being
subliminal messages. Subliminal messages in the show.
So I'm going, you know, I go to mymylibrary.com, go ahead, click on sign in, type in my username, enter. Okay, right? So normally when it says you're signed in to something, it means you're signed into something. No.
All right, let me clear up something here. We have two websites, and we've tried to integrate them as much as we can. We have the forum, which is at mylifeministries.org/forums with an S. Okay? That's one website. That is one function. I want application. That is the
yeah, but you have to sign in twice.
It's the PHP.
You have to sign in, and then you have to sign in to be able to post.
No.
I do.
If you go to mylifeministries.org/forums, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you sign in, that's it. You're
I
done.
Just go to My Life Ministries, and then I click on forums.
Then you have to sign in twice.
Yes.
And that's the problem. And I may even do away with that, so that instead of going to the My Life Ministries Ning with the forum inside of it, I know that confuses people. Because you have the Ning site, which you're signed into, but you're not signed into the actual forum.
Right.
Right. And that's where people get confused. Now, if you have two separate passwords and two separate sign-ons for this, that's your fault. It's not required. You can have the same one for both. You just have to do it twice.
Yes.
So maybe I don't know, fix that. It was a good idea to begin with. And Charlie kind of leaned the other way. He kind of wanted to take you off the Ning site directly to the forums. And I said, no, I like it inside the little window because it all feels like it's one thing. But I think that confuses people. And so Charlie was right and I was wrong, which is usual that I was wrong anyway, that part.
How come you would ever say that about me?
I'm always wrong when it comes to you. It's a
given.
No,
you're not.
Well.
No, you're not.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're right a lot.
Thank you.
But when you are wrong, how come you won't admit it?
Give me an for instance. I can't think of one.
Oh, huh. Let's see. How about when we went to buy chicken?
Chicken. Yeah, and I said we should buy one.
No. See, you're such a freaking liar.
You shouldn't call your husband a liar.
It's true.
Even if it's true.
I shouldn't call you a liar.
You should
it's
say
true.
I'm creatively imaginative.
That's lying.
I just remember things
you are
in
a
positive way.
No, you don't.
It's
you're just lying to yourself.
Self-image.
You're lying to yourself. Charlie, you're right. I'm wrong. Faith, you were right to just tell us to buy one chicken. Can you not say
can
that?
Can we let the chicken thing go?
No, why can't
can
you
we just
admit?
Let the chicken thing go?
Just admit I was wrong. Say it.
Okay, you were wrong.
No, say. I. Bradley.
Bradley.
McFadden. Was wrong.
Was right.
Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
Wrong.
Oh, shut up.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I was deprogrammed the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
What was I talking about?
You weren't. Alvin was.
Oh, the whole forum thing. So I'm sorry.
We're talking about how you're wrong.
Never.
You were wrong on the forum, too.
Never.
You should have listened to Charlie.
Never. Never. Sure thing. Okay. So I'm always wrong.
When it comes to Charlie.
And Faith. And chickens.
How come
you
established
that?
Why won't you say you were wrong about the chicken specifically?
I was wrong.
Okay. Don't eat the microphone. That's gross.
Faith was right about the chickens. Huh, how's that?
No, not the same.
Oh, I was so close. So anyway, if you go to mylifeministries.org/forums, then you avoid the Ning site altogether. Never have to sign on to it. Never have to go there.
Okay, there you go, Alvin. Okay.
mylifeministries.org/forums. Or mlmin.org/forums. Huh? How about that? I got that. So there's a little shortcut there for you. You don't have to spell ministries. I know Alvin would probably lose track of what he was doing in the middle of trying to spell ministries, and then end up spelling Bluetooth or something.
Okay. There? Can we listen to Elvin?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Oh, not for My Life Ministries. You click on forums. When you click on forums, you know, they want to type something. I scroll down, see what everyone's been talking about. I scroll, scroll chatter, go to log in, read one, go to reply. And ask me to sign in again. What the? Sign in again? I just signed in on My Life Ministries. No, I can't sign in again. It's not like I'm requesting IRS forms.
Okay. But here's the problem with it is that we can't, we don't have the, it doesn't have the, this is a problem with Ning.
Make a statement.
It's a problem with Ning, okay? It's the Ning, people who provide us the form, with the site, which is great. The construction of the Ning site, which is the social part where we post our photos and videos that. It's great. But they don't have the ability to pass that the sign-on and password onto another application. They haven't developed that yet. We've requested it. In fact, even Charlie has actually got the source code. He actually went out and paid for the source code to Ning, so hopefully we can develop that. And if he develops that for his project, then he will give it to us for free, and we'll have it for hours, so it should be great. And we can avoid all that. But for right now, sorry, you have to sign on separately to the two separate things.
There you go.
There you go. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just trying to post a form. Post a comment. Okay, if I'm just like, okay, whatever. So then, you know, it's the same username and password. So I go and type in the exact same username I did for My Life Ministries. I go hit OK. It says invalid login. Invalid login? All my passwords are memorized. I don't type in passwords. They're on an Excel spreadsheet that's encrypted. So how can you tell me a password that I copied and pasted is wrong? So I'm looking through, like, archives, like all the archives I have of you guys. And, like, it's the same password. So type it in again. It tells me if I do it again, it's going to lock me out. Lock me out. Oh, my God. Now I got to call up Brad, tell him to make me a new username. And he's going to ask you for, like, all these security information just to make sure I'm not an illegal immigrant.
Hold the horses now, okay? We do not discriminate against illegal immigrants being on the website. Okay? All right?
Oh, boy.
You don't have to have a green card to sign on to My Life Ministry. All right? Just want to get that clear. Ay, ay, ay.
I typed in, like, a totally different username that I didn't even know I used on the forms. I go to click on the forms. Finally, I go to Squirrel Chatter. I go to Squirrel Chatter, click on What's Up or whatever. It's just the first one because I was tired and wanted to get this over with because it was out of my spirit. Scroll down to the latest thing. I hit the reply and it asked me to sign in another flipping time. Three times, squirrel.
Three
times.
I have no idea what he's doing wrong.
By this time, I'm just like, forget it. I'm about to go give a smoke bomb and just defrag you guys' FTP server and just like take Squirrel Con down for the day.
Three it wouldn't times, be for the day. Bro. It'd be until you fixed it.
Three times to post one form. One.
But I don't ever have to do three times.
Way. Nobody has to do three
What's
times.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing wrong.
Huh.
I have no idea what he did wrong. But I'll be glad to reset his password and send him the correct information.
Okay.
But you don't have to sign on multiple times to the form itself.
No.
I don't know what the confusion there lies.
I don't know what he's
whatever.
Doing.
I don't know. Anyway. So there you go. By the way, if you take down our server by some
smoke bomb
or any type of nefarious activity, uh-huh. It'll be down until you fix it. Okay, I ain't fixing it. It's just the way it's gonna be.
There's got to be a better way. I mean, I can understand even though I wake up and I'm back in bed in 2 minutes. I was up for 26 minutes. 26 minutes. This is ridiculous.
Well, it was our plan to get you woke up good.
Unhealthy.
We wanted you to call.
Unhealthy. So, yeah. This one's going to be short because I'm tired.
This is going to be short?
I'm cranky. And I got school at 8. I got work at 12. I get home at midnight. Then I'm going to be calling you guys again at 2 in the morning because I listen to you podcasts on the way to and from work. Harry, you automatically know you're going to get another podcast, and I'm probably not going to be happy because you guys disturbed my sleep. Disturbed my sleep.
I'm sorry.
We disturbed his sleep.
I'm sorry we disturbed your sleep.
We should make a...
Not disturbed, disturbed.
We should make a form on how the Skrulls have impacted your life. Yeah, I've got some wonderful ones. Yeah, sleepwalking and ignoring parole officers' phone calls. That's two wonderful ones. I could lose my
sanity. I don't want anything to do with ignoring parole officers' phone calls. Don't ignore that. That's very important.
A mental hospital. Why are you guys trying to do me in like that? Why are you guys trying to end my life?
Okay, first
girls,
of all,
nice girls.
First of all, exposing our secret plans to put people into mental institutions is not nice.
No.
You shouldn't expose our plans to do that. And secondly, you're just a test subject. We're really after Wilkerson. Yeah. Okay.
Trust you guys. I called up to a voicemail that no one talks on. That makes me look crazy as it will. Imagine going into the mall and you're talking to a voicemail. Hi, Squirrels. How are you doing? Squirrels, people are going to look at you. If anyone does a call in and no one and someone's next to you and don't know you, you're going to look crazy.
Well, just send me your phone number and I'll be glad to call you.
Sure.
Sure.
We'll talk to you live.
To Squirrels.
Not at 2 in the morning.
A voicemail?
Not at 2 in the morning.
No, I'm sleeping.
No.
No? Like 5 minutes? You're going to look crazy.
Well, then you should stay in your car while you're leaving us a message.
Good night.
Good night. He's going back to bed.
Oh.
Good night, girls.
Good night.
Night, Alvin.
Bye.
Yeah.
Oh, look out.
Jesus.
Okay.
Was that it?
I think so.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
He wasn't very happy.
No, he wasn't happy with us.
He was cranky, but it's not our fault.
It's not my fault he was cranky. He woke up in the morning and listened to us.
No. I don't choose what you listen to.
No, that's you. It's all on your shoulders there, sir. But I'll reset your password and send it to you. And send you your ID.
Okay.
So we'll have that resolved at least. All right. So that's the way to get things done. Call in and rant about us.
Yep.
And we'll get your things fixed. I had to do Michigan Charlie the same way this week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I had to get him signed back on. He's back. He's healthy. He's good.
Oh, good.
Good. Yep.
Good to hear.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Glad to hear that, Michigan Charlie.
Well, it's Friday, everybody. It's Alvin Friday, or Chipmunk Friday.
Chipmunk Friday.
Yeah, that sounds better. Hope that you've enjoyed your Friday, or that you're going to enjoy your Friday, whichever it may be. I'm feeling a little drained, a little tired.
Are you tired today?
Tired.
You shouldn't be tired. It's Friday!
It's Friday. Party time. Yippee.
Wake up.
Okay, I'm going to bed now.
You can't go to bed.
Okay.
We gotta go out.
Okay. Let's go. Where are we going?
You gotta take me out.
Take you out. Date night. Happy Friday, everybody. Take your wife out. Vios con Dios.
Vios con Dios.
Two blind squares, they're gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23. Where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.